Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is America's Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and join the program toll free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
So I turn on the news earlier this evening just to make sure I know all of what's happening throughout the world. And guess what? It was a pursuit. It was a pursuit. And so you know what happens when there's a pursuit? There's no more news. they stop telling you any news of anything that happened, and you just follow this truck. This was on the freeways of Southern California earlier tonight, and it was a pretty exciting pursuit, I got to tell you that. Good news is they finally have the suspect in custody, but when that pursuit comes on, it's like, that's it. There's no more anything ever happening else in the world. But folks, we are here to bring you up to date on everything else that's happening in the world. And welcome to the program, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. And we have so much to talk about on the program as we go through the overnight hours across America. And of course, we're broadcasting live from our Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station by way of Southern California, to all of our great radio affiliates all across the country, and of course via satellite on the GCN network. And if you're streaming the show this morning, we want to welcome you as well. Now, to everybody working across the overnight hours in America this morning, we want to give you a special shout out for all that you're doing. We're glad that you're spending some time with us, and we're happy to have you aboard. Our toll free number, of course, is 1-877-969-8600. That's 1-877-969-8600 if you'd like to call in and opine here on the broadcast. So once again, we have so much to tell you about. I want to start off this morning. We're going to talk a little bit about President Trump and the judge ruling that happened earlier on Tuesday. But first, we want to bring you up to date that the little girl, Charlotte Senna, who was kidnapped back on Saturday, this in New York, Dateline Moreau, New York, has been found. She's been found just fine, we understand. New York State Police announced that they had taken the suspect into custody on Monday night, and everything is much, much better now, of course, for that little girl, her parents, her family, and everybody that knows this little girl. They identified the suspect as a 47-year-old male. They found a note. Of course, it was delivered. They were able to take the fingerprints off the note and then eventually backtrack their way to this person. So Governor Kathy Hochul, of course, earlier on in the weekend had pledged to the parents that she would, in fact, bring this little girl home. And I'm so glad that this is a good turnout. This is a good thing that happened over the weekend, or actually on Monday and Tuesday. So that's some good news, folks. That's a great way to start off this Tuesday edition of the program. Now, once again, we had President Trump, and he was in court on Tuesday. On Monday. I'm getting way ahead of myself, aren't I? I'm getting way ahead of myself on things. And so President Trump was in court. Now, this is this trial that's going on about his real estate valuations is being done as what they call a bench trial. There is no jury trial in this, but the judge found that there was the statute of limitations that is applying here. And so everything before 2014, we understand, is essentially being thrown out. We do have a little bit of audio from when President Trump emerged from that courtroom, and let's listen in to see what President Trump had to say.
Campaign trail, because I've been sitting in the courthouse all day long.
And I think we're going to rewind that just a little bit there, start there from the beginning. And so President Trump, again, emerging out of the courtroom and then talking to reporters about how about 80% of this case seems to have evaporated.
That last 5 minutes was outstanding because the judge essentially conceded that the statute of limitations that we want at the Court of Appeals is in effect. Therefore, about 80% of the case is over. I was going to come out and say that, as you know, we're not entitled to a jury, which is pretty unusual in the United States of America, so we think it's very unfair that I don't have a jury, but the judge's last statement was very fair, and if I read it right, I'll let perhaps one of the lawyers speak to it. Maybe you'll speak to it if you would. But the way I interpret that, and the way everyone else in the room seems to interpret that, is that the statute of limitations is a very real thing in this country, and that would be about 80% of this case would be over. Could somebody speak to that, please? What are we talking about?
Sure. So based on the judge's comments, at the end of the hearing, at the end of the trial, he is agreeing that all the transactions that closed prior to 2014 are now out of the case.
Well, there you have President Trump and one of his attorneys there. The president, former president, went on to talk about how, you know, he had done business with these banks. He didn't typically want to go to banks, but he always repaid the loans, et cetera, et cetera. And the banks actually made money. That was a big emphasis that he had as well. Now, when you look at some of these property valuations, you can take a look. Even they're talking about Mar-a-Lago. Well, Mar-a-Lago isn't as worth as much as perhaps they say it is. But if you take a look at some of the comps, especially right around Mar-a-Lago in Florida, you'll find that things have inflated almost at an exponential level. Properties that might have been a few million dollars not all that long ago have risen to $100 million, this kind of thing. And no different, of course, in New York City. It would seem to me that certainly you're able to use professional evaluation techniques, and it could be easily refuted at the time if you're valuing properties a certain way. But this is not out of the woods yet. There's still a lot of defense to be put on by President Trump and his team, but he was given a pretty good leap forward today as a result of this judge saying the statute applies here. We're taking everything out before before 2014. So, folks, we're coming up right here on the break. That's right, Tuesday edition. I'm going to get it right here in about 5 seconds. And we'll be right back, 1-877-969-8600.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S. patented Made in America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on.
As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering next drive.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
All right, Burn Baby Burn, we are back, folks. Kyle Warren with you. The call-in line, of course, 1-877-969-8600, 1-877-969-8600, if you'd like to call in and opine on the program this morning. And we've got a lot more to talk about. In fact, as we roll across the radio dial this morning, we're going to be talking again with our good friend Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. We've got Chris Markowski lined up later in the program in hour number three, the Watchdog on Wall Street, of course, and also we got a special treat. Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright's going to be with us in hour number four to talk about Ukraine and China, military things, and all things politics as well. So we got a chock full, and we also have Harrison coming up with sports in hour four. So we've got a lot to go, and so I hope that you can stay with us this morning as we continue on. Now, when as soon as I tell you about the sponsor for this hour of the program, we're going to talk a little bit about where the country is going and how people feel about it, according to some of the new polls out there. All right, so this portion of the program, my friends, is being brought to you by MyPillow. That's Mike Lindell, of course, and that you want to head over to MyPillow.com. That's MyPillow.com, and you want to check out all the great products they have, right? From the MyPillow 2.0 to Giza sheets to the slippers, the towel sets, just to name a few. If you check those things out, you're going to not be sorry. I can tell you that. They've got a lot of other great stuff there on the website, great deals. They're changing all the time, and they're always trying to give you a great incentive to go with the MyPillow product. So head on over to MyPillow.com, and now when you go there and you make your selections, just remember you want to use the promo code CAPTAIN. That's the promo code CAPTAIN. That's all you need to know, and you're going to get the deep discounts and save a lot of money. Well, if you want to talk to a real person, they have real people. They're right there. They're waiting for you to call 1-800 1-800-641-5459. That's 1-800-641-5459. And again, don't forget, just use the promo code CAPTAIN to get those deep discounts and to save a bundle. All right, MyPillow.com. Okay, well, you know, we're talking a little bit about where the country is going. Oh, and by the way, you know, I mentioned that pursuit in the first part of the program. You know, I'm sure wherever you live across the country, when there's a pursuit on, you're always like looking around as the as they're going down the freeway or the roads or something. You're trying to like identify landmarks so you can say, oh, I know that. Oh, that's the thing over there or whatever. Well, here's the funny thing. So I'm watching this pursuit. It all ends up, and the person gets out. They actually run across the freeway, and then they wind up in a Denny's restaurant. And of course, the police are all just coming around. And it actually happened at a place many years ago I'd have to go out into Corona, California. And I would always stop at this one gas station off the freeway and get gas there. And I'm looking at it and I'm going, that's the gas station I'd always go to. So anyway, I guess it's just a small world, I suppose. But nobody was hurt, so that's the good part about it. All right, folks, where is this country headed? Well, it looks like about 35% of those polled by Rasmussen believe it's heading in the right direction. Yeah, I have concerns here. I have concerns, legitimate concerns, about these 35%, right? It's going in the right direction? That just is really astounding to me. I'm not really surprised in the grand sense, simply because of the deep divisions that are there, but it does show that, of course, the vast, vast majority of the American people, at least according to this poll, they think the country's going in the wrong direction. And that means, of course, as we head into this election year, we're going to I'm hoping see some big sea changes here, maybe a seismic shift. And I don't want to be, you know, too overconfident about that, not in the least, because that seismic shift can turn into just a little tiny earthquake, right? Because by the time we get all the messaging going, by the time we get more deep divisions going, by the time all this muckraking stuff keeps going on, well, we may not recognize how the election is going to really fare. But nonetheless, this is something to really build on. And one of the ways that I think the GOP can build on something like this, this major discontent, I think, that's out there. And we talked about it on the program yesterday morning as well. The high prices, the inflation, all those things rolled up into one. Well, one of the ways that we can actually battle against this and try to get to the point where we're going to create opportunity, where we're going to have better security, where we're going to have better foreign policy. And, you know, sometimes it's really overwhelming because you feel like, well, it's not just, well, foreign policy is kind of not doing well, so we got to kind of work on that. Or, you know, domestic policy is suffering, or, you know, the economy is starting to show some little signs here and there, but that's not the way it is. Everything just seems like a dumpster fire at this point, right? And everything just seems like it's cascading out of control. You got China on the rise. You got Russia, of course, on the move in more ways than simply going after the war in Ukraine, which is obviously the primary thing right now that they're doing. But these alliances that are happening around the world, this is really starting to become of major concern, because it's easy, this is a, for lack of a better term, it's easy for that to kind of wind itself up, right? Because they see that maybe America's leadership is not where it really should be. You've got an administration that is, we don't know where they are, out in the stratosphere somewhere, and we don't know how, you know, to actually counter a lot of this. But it's easy for them to wind up, Russia, China, Ukraine, North Korea, you know, you name it, Iran. All this can wind up so quickly, but it's very difficult to unwind it. So that's why if we have to go through another 4 years of whoever's making these policies, right, or whoever's on the national stage, a la Joe Biden and his ilk, well, you know, it's going to be super hard to unwind it. The only way that we can really do this, I think, is to be unified, have a great message, make that message resonate down the line from whoever's running for president. It could be Donald Trump. It's right now it's likely Donald Trump. But again, we just don't know. And the reason I sort of hedge my bets with that is only because everything has gotten so weird. It's gotten so out of control. It's gotten so unpredictable. That no matter what seems to happen these days, we just kind of go, okay, yeah, I accept that. Yeah, I know that that's weird and that's completely unprecedented, but yeah, it's Tuesday, you know, whatever. That's kind of the mentality we have now of having to sort of deal with this. All this major change that just happens every couple of days or so, it seems. But nevertheless, whoever's running for president, all down the line, who's all the way down the ticket to the Senate, the House, your local elections, and so forth, in a perfect world, you'd have a great message that would just carry through. Now, is that going to happen? I just don't know. Only because we have a lot of division, obviously, that's going on right now. We got Representative Matt Gaetz. He's filed a motion right now to oust Speaker McCarthy. This from the Associated Press, and that throws the House into turmoil. Speaker Kevin McCarthy is facing an extraordinary referendum on his leadership of the House after a conservative member of his own Republican majority, a longtime critic, moved to launch a vote to oust him from the helm last month. Monday, Representative Matt Gaetz, Republican of Florida, rose in the chamber as the House was almost done for the days to file the motion, a resolution, last Monday, this happened just yesterday, that will set up a snap vote in coming days that even if Gaetz acknowledged that it may not be enough to support to remove the Speaker from the job. Nevertheless, and by the way, I saw a post earlier today from someone on social media that I do highly respect, and I think they're a very good mind and a very good thinker, and they talked about unity, and that's kind of what set me on this path this evening, where they had a pretty reasoned notion about, well, wait a minute, you know, if we're divided, we're not going to be able to affect the change that we need to. So I got to tell you, I really do think that you got to get in a room, you got to hash this stuff out. And if the one thing we can learn from Democrats is that they coalesce, that they have this ability to do that, even when what they coalesce around could either be ridiculous or terrible or horrible or something like that, but they have this ability to do that. But that's also because the Democrat Party is much more monolithic comparatively, I think, to the Republican Party. The Republican Party is much more eclectic in terms of how you get people who want this and some want that, and somehow you get together and make a party, right? But at any rate, it is possible. It can be done. And we're here to let you know and to give you that kind of encouragement this morning here on the broadcast. 1-877-969-8600. That's the number to call in. I'm Kyle Warren, and when we come back, we're going to talk more about the breaking news of the day and lots and lots more. So stay right there.
Third Watch. Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
USA News Update. Former President Trump is once again blasting the judge in a state civil fraud trial.
And this rogue judge, a Trump hater, the only one that hates Trump more is his associate up there.
The Democratic New York Attorney General is accusing Trump and his family of inflating his net worth to get better deals from lenders and insurers. Millions of Americans are once again obligated to make student loan payments. This requirement was reinstated on Sunday. In June, the Supreme Court thwarted a policy aiming to forgive $20,000 in student debt for numerous borrowers. Expect an alert on your cell phone this Wednesday around 2:20 p.m. Eastern. That's when a nationwide test will activate everyone's phone. FEMA, in coordination with the FCC, is conducting this test to ensure these systems remain effective for warning the public about a national emergency. Dave Collins, USA News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
We're getting together here on the airwaves overnight in America, everybody, as we go through the overnight hours. Kyle Warren with you. The toll-free line, of course, 1-877-969-8600. That's 1-877-969-8600 if you'd like to call in and opine. We're going to talk a little bit about Bidenomics here in just a moment. And soon as I tell you that Relief Factor is sponsoring this part of our show this morning. That's, of course, the father-son team of Pete and Seth Talbot. And, you know, you can go over to their website, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. You want to check out the 1995 3-week quick start and give it a try. Really, you really want to go over there and do this, especially if you have things like inflammation or other things that are sort of causing you pain, because Relief Factor works. This is the testimonial of so many people that we've heard from, and we want to pass that on to you. And, of course, how does it work? Well, it does so by the ingredients that are in it, namely the turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, which helps to support the body's natural response to inflammation, and which is where you get the pain and the swelling and the discomfort. Now, if you take it the way that it says to, you're probably going to know by about the end of the third week if it's going to work for you or not. However, we've heard that some people it will work a couple of 2 or 3 days or so. But everybody's different, so obviously you want to take that into consideration. But you want to give it a try. See, that's the thing. You want to go ahead and take that leap and you want to give it a try. And by the way, there's no drugs whatsoever in the product at all. That's a thing that you can continue
to rely on. No drugs. Head on over to relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. Relieffactor.com/captain for the $19.95 3-week quick start. All right. So, you know, we mentioned about Bidenomics, and you got Joe Biden out there using that terminology. And I guess one of the big parts of Bidenomics is that he wants to continue to try to cancel the student loan debt. Right. So he's actually found or they, whoever it is in the back office of the White House somewhere. Right. They've come up with a new plan. We've got a new plan about this. And even though, of course, the Supreme Court had ruled that the HEROES Act was not the proper way to carry out this kind of relief as a result of the pandemic. So, again, they decided they try to use what is called the Higher Education Act of 1965. It doesn't require an existence of a national emergency, we understand. It just means the administration has to go through a rulemaking process that has to be negotiated. It's got to have a series of public comments and things like that. But here's the deal. And that's a Joe Bidenism right there, pure and simple. Here's the deal, right? The president still can't do this, in my opinion, and it's not just my opinion. Let's listen in here real briefly to Nancy Pelosi, who had actually said the president cannot actually do this. Now, this was back when the genesis of this whole thing started up. And, you know, we love to play it just to remind everybody and maybe to remind the people in the back office at the White House that even Nancy Pelosi, before she changed her tune, though, she changed her tune. She said the president can't do it. Let's listen in.
We think that the president of the United States has the power for debt forgiveness. He does not. He can postpone. He can delay. But he does not have that power. That has to be an act of Congress. And I don't even like to call it forgiveness because that implies a transgression. It's not to be forgiven. Just freeing people from.
Okay, so that's Nancy Pelosi. That's not okay. Now, way back in the early days, there was this program, and I don't know if it was a national program, but it was a program on television. It was called Dialing for Dollars, okay? And they'd call up people, I think they'd ask them questions, and I was a little, really little kid when it was on. But I think they'd call up people and ask them questions, and if they won, they'd get a prize, a cash prize. Well, when I think of this, I think of Dialing for Dollars, but it's really sort of dialing for votes. That's what this whole thing was put together to do, right? The idea was that we're going to go out there and we're going to tell all these young people, we're going to cancel your debt. We're the good guys. We're coming in. We're on the beautiful white chargers and we're coming in and we're saving the day, right? And knowing full well, you know, because it's even Nancy Pelosi, when she first heard this, she was like, no, that's not in presidential power. That's not something he can do. And, of course, as I said, she changed her tune, but they knew it. They understood it. It wasn't like a big surprise. Like what? We can't change we can't forgive the student loan debt. We can't just cancel it. Because they knew it would take time to run through. And of course, this all was a big part of the midterm elections as well. So they know full well that it's not going to work, but yet they do it anyway so that they can simply try to get those votes. You know, come back to you and tell you again, we're fighting for you. Oh, man, we're fighting for you. We are so fighting for you, and we're so trying to help you, knowing full well that eventually the Supreme Court will say, no, you can't do that. But it doesn't matter because they've already got the votes. So now they're coming back with another thing because here we go again, and this is going to go on. It's going to go on forever, isn't it, don't you think? But again, that's all part of the messaging. It's all part of the messaging. It's all part of the setup of something that isn't actually true, but sort of gets you down the road a little bit. So that's what's happening with that. Okay, well, this is sort of off
the beaten path right now, but that's okay because it's a follow-up to a story that you might recall here recently, and that is this New York City college professor, I think her name is Shalene Rodriguez. She's now has pled guilty to menacing behavior while wielding a machete back in May. You may recall this was all over the news. This former professor threatened a reporter with a machete, right? And so now, evidently, may be facing up to 13 months of, get this, behavioral therapy. It's really something to see this video, because that's just unhinged. I mean, that is menacing. It's what we typically would call a menace to society, I think. And so now, I've told you about that to lead into this. We've got in Los Angeles, they've actually now enacted the zero bail policy. That's right. Zero bail. It eliminates set cash bail amounts for suspect criminals if they're accused of misdemeanors or other specific nonviolent felonies. That took effect in Los Angeles on Sunday, even though you've got a lot of cities in California that are challenging this in court. Before this actually happened, you had about 12 or a dozen or so cities in L.A. County that went in and filed a court action about this, that it poses a threat. So get this. It poses a threat to society, to the public safety. Does it really? Well, of course it does. Because, again, this idea that somehow we're sort of making it so much easier for criminals to simply be back on the streets. Well, but Kyle, it's only for nonviolent stuff and so forth. Well, that may very well be, but the precedent here, I think, is really alarming. And at every turn, and by the way, I think it's up in San Francisco where you have a San Francisco city council person that is wanting to restrict security guards from being able to draw their weapons in order to protect property, to actually make it against the law to be able to do that. Well, this is sparking outrage, of course, amongst the residents of San Francisco, those that are left that are not hunkered down. Well, I mean, I should say as they hunker down, for dear life, if they just want to go out and go to work, or if they want to, get in their car and drive somewhere. They have also been told, get this, folks, they've also been told, we need some kind of public service thing going out there to tell people, don't leave anything in your car. If you leave something in your car, you're just asking for it to be stolen or to be a window smashed and the stuff taken. Well, last time I checked, San Francisco was, I guess, what we call a major metropolitan American city, but yet it's gotten to the point now where, we're supposed to have some safety program just to tell people. I mean, you see that in parking garages. Sure, not responsible for items left in your vehicle, but citywide, we're not responsible for any items left in your vehicle. That's not the way that you actually deal with crime or deter crime or to make things better for your community or for society as a whole. All right, folks, when we come back, we'll do the first Trucker Highway and Byway Report of the evening. Have I got a song for you? You want to stick around for that. Kyle Warren with you, 1-877-969-8600. That's the toll-free line. We will see you on the other side of the break.
Third Watch.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com.
immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.
And we are back, folks. Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you, of course, as we race through and rocket through this Tuesday edition of the program, Tuesday morning. And if you're working out there across the United States of America, wherever you are, we're glad that you're with us, and we're glad that you're spending time with us, and we're happy to bring you all the news and analysis, all the stuff in the overnights I don't think you're going to find too many other places live overnight. Well, of course, we've reached the point of the program where we have our Trucker Highway and Byway Report. Now, this is especially if you're new to the broadcast, what we want to do is we want to make sure that our truckers and our travelers out there have an idea of what kind of weather they might run into or what's happening across the highways and byways of the land. But one of the other great things about this segment, folks, it's our solemn duty, it's our privilege, it's our public service to wake up our truckers and travelers and make sure that they have something that they can groove to as they go down the road. So here we go, folks. There's Joe Bonamassa, Eric Clapton, further on up the road, you're going to love this. There goes Eric Clapton taking over right there. Musicianship par excellence. Joe Bonamassa, he is absolutely phenomenal as well. You got to listen to this, folks. I mean, this kind of stuff, it just goes on, and they just got it going. Everybody's in the groove. Everybody's in the pocket. You know, nobody's doing something out of control that takes away from the whole sound of the thing. And that's what really draws me to this particular performance as well. So once again, Joe Bonamassa, and you got Eric Clapton there with Further On Up the Road, a classic, and they just make it look easy, don't they? They just make it look easy. All right, let's take a look here at what's happening with the weather out there this morning. As we're going to start, of course, in the west. And it looks like, you know, that rain that we were looking at here in Southern California, fortunately, that's moved on out. We don't have any kind of issue with that right now. But we do have up in Montana, for our friends up in Montana, we have a lake wind advisory. This is happening up near Glasgow. This is U.S. Highway 2 up in northeastern Montana. We got a lake wind advisory going on there. But we got winter weather advisories. Now, if you're in the Bozeman area, just south of Bozeman, and this is going to be southeast of Butte, we got a winter weather advisory there. Snow expected, 7,500 feet elevation. Total snow accumulations up to 7 inches if it's above 7,500 feet in elevation. So you want to be aware of that. This is going to, as I said, be just south of Bozeman. It's going to stretch on down towards Dubois. That's going to be in Idaho, of course. So you want to be aware of that. Now, Cody, Wyoming, we also have a winter weather advisory. There, so snow expected mainly above 8,500 feet, maybe 3 to 6 inches in that zone. And so you definitely, and even more than that, once you get really, really high up in the mountains, 10,000 feet, that's going to stretch down from Cody, south. Pretty much in the western part of Wyoming. It's going to stick north, though, of I-80, so north of Rock Springs, like that. Then we've got near Cheyenne, our friends in Cheyenne, especially this time of year, our friends in Cheyenne, they've always got strong, gusty winds. So if you're in the Cheyenne area, you know that, but you've got a strong cold front that's going to move across the region and into the plains today. So you've got, again, those strong, gusty winds, 55 to 60
miles per hour. With those would be the gusts of wind, so be careful with that. Then as you head up outside out Laramie, heading west, you head up towards Elk Mountain, you've also, again, you got those periods of strong gusty winds heading up I-80. So be careful, of course, with the high-profile vehicles like semi-trucks and campers and other kinds of things like that. Now, we got a freeze warning. This is going to be in the northwest corner of Colorado. This is going to be up near Craig, Colorado, and it looks like we've got sub-freezing temperatures as low as 30 degrees expected in that area. This is north, though, of I-70 as you make your way west from Colorado over towards Utah. North Dakota, northeast corner of North Dakota, areas of fog and locally dense in the overnights. So if you're trucking up there, if you're delivering stuff, just be careful. Now, heading on down towards New Mexico and Texas, we have a severe thunderstorm warning, a watch, rather, that's straddling the border between southeast New Mexico and Texas. And it looks like, again, severe thunderstorm watch has been issued there. So just be aware of that. I'm going to check the precipitation on that here real quick. And, yep, sure enough, we've got some rain in that area. This is going to be mostly in Lubbock down to La Mesa. And then, this is going to also be coming out Highway 380. And this is going to be well east of Roswell, New Mexico. There are lightning strikes there. So, you know, any of you have seen the alien spacecraft, did they get struck by lightning or something? Try to get it on video. But at any rate, Lubbock, you've got a lot of rain right now up towards Plainview. We got rain that's going to be west right now of Amarillo. If you're coming along I-40, which is historic Route 66, of course. So if you're in the Vega or Adrian area, you've got rain, all kinds of rain coming down there. Moving on up into Kansas, we have lots of lightning strikes just over the border. Up through Garden City, you got rain. And then also near Gove, it looks like that's a place called Gove. And up near Colby, so you definitely got rain going there. And this is going to continue on up towards into Nebraska through Hays Center and up near Paxton, especially if you're on I-80 in that area. But by the time you go to Sutherland, if you're heading east, you should be out of it. So that's some good news. That's what we're looking like in terms of the precipitation right now. So that's a good thing. It's pretty significant there in the Midwest. One other quick look over here to our in the West itself, in the Pacific Northwest. If you're near Moscow, Idaho, you've got lots of rain. If you're near Woodsville and Moses Lake in Washington on I-90, you've got lots of rain. This is also going to go down into further down into Oregon, and it's going to pass through Walla Walla. And by the way, all the great folks listening to us in Walla Walla on KUJ 1420 AM, 98.7 FM. That's a GCN affiliate that just came on here not all that long ago. So you might be getting wet this morning, but we're right there along with you. This rain's going to continue on down. It's going to stick pretty much south, I think of I-84, and that's going to, so if you're southwest of Baker City or southwest of Boise, you should be looking good right now coming down I-84. All right, so as I said, that looks like that rounds out the precipitation and some of the warnings that we see out there. But right now, let's tell you about the good people of Pilot Flying J Travel Centers. During the month of October, you can earn up to 5 points per gallon. That's right, 5 points per gallon. When you activate Push for Points in the My Rewards Plus app, you can unlock the biggest rewards after just 8 fills. That is really something. Try that. Try that with the other guys. 5 points per gallon. Activate Push for Points in the My Rewards Plus app. If you haven't signed up for the My Rewards Plus app yet, head on over. PilotFlyingJ.com. That's PilotFlyingJ.com. Check them out. Download the app. Get started. You will not be sorry. And also, use their locations function as well. Find the Pilot or Flying J Travel Center nearest you. Folks, when we come back after the top of the hour, you will hear your local news. You'll also hear some station identification. We'll pay some bills. And when we come back, we'll be taking your phone calls, of course, 1-877-969-8600, 1-877-969-8600. Kyle Warren with you.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.